From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. I'm glad to have you joining us today as the Reverend Larry Power, minister of Corrigarry Free Presbyterian Church, Drum, County Monaghan, is with us to Let the Bible Speak.
I would like to read a couple of verses for you today from the book of Exodus, the chapter 9, verses 20 and verse 21. He that feared the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh made his servants and his cattle flee into the house. And he that regarded not the word of the Lord left his servants and his cattle in the field. Now the weather forecasters, with modern science and technology, are capable of predicting storms and hurricanes and cyclones and so on. And when we hear of such weather on the way, we are warned to get ready for the worst. Get your windows boarded up. Batten down all the hatches. Now God in His Word tells Moses here to get ready for the worst. In Exodus chapter 9 and verse 14, "For I will at this time send all my plagues upon thine heart, and upon thy servants, and upon thy people, that thou mayest know that there is none like me in all the earth." Oh, let me read that again. "That thou mayest know that there is none like me in all the earth." What does God want you and me to know? He wants us to know that there is none can be compared to Him. That there is no other God. That He is the mighty God, the glorious God. And He is the God of heaven and earth. There we have the message of the Bible in miniature. God wants you and me to know this. That He is God and there is none like Him in all the earth. We have the same teaching over there in the New Testament in John chapter 17 and verse 3. "And this is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom Thou hast sent." There is this terrible warning given to the land of Egypt. In the book of Exodus chapter 9 verse 18. "Behold, tomorrow about this time," God says, "I will cause it to rain a very grievous hail." The word of God goes out to all of Egypt. Get your cattle in and your servants. A terrible shower of hail, such as was never known before, is on the way. Now, if the warnings of everyday life have such an impact upon people, you see, some of the Egyptians feared the word of God and hastily got their cattle and servants indoors. How the threatenings and warnings of God and His Word should impact upon us all. There is a day of judgment coming upon this world. God judged the world in Noah's day, sending a flood upon it, and He is going to judge our world. Are you ready? Are you prepared? Have you come to Christ for refuge? Can you say with the hymn writer, "Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee"? Now let us think about those who regarded the word of God, as we have read there in verse 20. "He that feared the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh made his servants and his cattle flee into the houses." You see, they knew all about the plagues. There were other plagues, as we know. And we read this amazing statement there in chapter 8 and in the verse 19. "The magicians said unto Pharaoh, this is the finger of God." They realized that God had sent all these plagues upon Egypt. And this plague of hail is the seventh. All the plagues demonstrated the miraculous power of the living God. Now some people think today that God is just standing idly by and letting things go on in the world. Letting things run freely. But that's not the truth about God. You know that God intervenes in this world. He acts. He supervises everything. He is in control of history and all the affairs of man. He's a sovereign God. Do you fear him? Do you love this God, this glorious God? Do you reverence him? Have you come to his Son for salvation? This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him, the word of God tells us. And the Bible tells us that it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Those that fear the word of the Lord among Pharaoh's servants made their cattle and their servants flee into the houses. They believed a great hailstorm was on the way, and they took immediate action. Now let a man be persuaded today that except he repent of his sin, he will perish in hell for all eternity. If he really believes that, I mean, and if he's convicted of it, do you think that such a man will delay? No, he will without any delay whatever. He will call upon the Lord for mercy and for grace. If, for example, you took the words of the Apostle Paul in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, if you took these words seriously and really believed them, now allow me to read them just for a few moments for you. He is telling us here about the second coming, the second advent of the Savior. That is the context in which he is speaking. And here's what he has to say. These are fearful words. If they were not in the Bible, in the Word of God, we would not believe them. But they are in the Word. These are God's words, men and women. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. What awful words. What tremendous words. But they're not my words. They're not the words of the church or of some committee or of some council. No, these are the words of the judge of all the earth. Now you must heed the warning. He is coming to judge this world, and he's coming to judge the world in righteousness. But the good news of the gospel is this, that there is mercy and salvation to be found in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. How can this be mine, you ask? How can I possess this great salvation? How can I know that I'm saved today? How can I be ready? You must come in faith and trust before the Son of God. You must come to him. There is no other way. You can't bypass him. You cannot say to yourself today, oh, well, I'll try this, I'll try that, and perhaps that'll be good enough. No, you can't bypass the man of Calvary. Let me give you an example. You know, when we take off on a journey and we go out driving, perhaps we have to go a great distance, and driving is made so much easier now. We can bypass most of the large towns and cities, and we can just go sailing right on down the road, and it makes life so much easier. But you see, in this matter of salvation, the salvation of your precious soul, you cannot bypass Christ. He alone is God's salvation. It's not the church, not the minister, Christ only. Here's what we read in God's word in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The word of God tells us all have sinned and come short of his glory. That means everyone. There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. There are those who regarded the word of the Lord among the Egyptians. He that feared the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh made his servants and his cattle flee into the houses. But how sad to say there were those who regarded not God's word. Here's what we read again in Exodus chapter 9 and verse 21. He that regarded not the word of the Lord left his servants and his cattle in the field. What an awful thing. Never bothered. What was the outcome of this action? Well, we read in this very same chapter in the verse 25. And the hail smote throughout all the land of Egypt, all that was in the field, both man and beast, and the hail smote every herb of the field. In other words, all that were outdoors were destroyed and devastated and ruined. Perhaps this is true of you today. You have listened to the gospel for many a year. The warnings and the pleadings have been set before you so clearly and so plainly. You have heard about the willingness of Christ to save. Not only that, but many of God's people have been praying for you for many and many a year, but you remain unsaved. You're like those Egyptians. You have not regarded God's word. And because they regarded not the word of the Lord, they paid the awful price. The attitude of so many people is this: who knows? As I said before, who knows? We will wait and see. They're playing loose and fast with their own soul. We will take a chance. It may be there's no God at all, much like those slogans which appeared some time ago on many of the buses in London. Here's what it said: maybe there's no God at all. Now stop worrying and enjoy yourself. But you know, the atheist can't explain why it is that man has an instinct for God. At least a vast majority of people have. You know there's a God today who created the heavens and the earth, and that one day you will stand before him. He sent his son to die for you and to live for you. But so far you have rejected him. And you have rejected the warnings of his word. All who die out of Christ will be eternally lost. How you treat Christ now will determine your state hereafter. Just like those Egyptians who regarded not the word of the Lord, but left their servants and cattle in the field. And when that great hailstorm came, they were all destroyed. But those who feared the word of God made their servants and cattle flee into the houses, and they were saved. Now, you know, there's a great storm coming. I don't mean a physical storm, but a storm of God's wrath upon this sinful world. And only those who are found in Christ will be saved. If you come to him and trust him for mercy and for cleansing in his precious blood, you will be safe for all eternity. Jesus said, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Oh, trust him. Come to him. He will not cast you out. He is merciful. What do I pray? Well, pray, Lord, save me. God, be merciful to me, the sinner. Take away my sins. And look to him. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Larry Power, The Manse, Corrigarry, Drum, County Monaghan. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Larry Power, The Manse, Corrigarry, Drum, County Monaghan. You may hear Reverend Power preach each Lord's Day at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. here in Corrigarry Free Presbyterian Church, Drum. For further information, you may phone us on 047-54-990. That's 047-54-990. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.